Hello and welcome to Mount Shasta Moments, your multidimensional radio hour. I'm Karen Sheeks, your host, and I'm so happy to welcome you to our new space here on Align Radio, where we align with Source, with love, with abundance, with growth and expansion, and with realizing your dreams. And I'm broadcasting from the root chakra of the planet, beautiful Mount Shasta. So if you're ready for an adventure, put on those multidimensional shoes and follow me as we dive deep into dolphin consciousness. My guest today is Linda Shea from Dolphin Heart World School and author of Dolphin Love from Sea to Land. Welcome to Mount Shasta Moments, Linda.
Thank you, Karen. It's very good to hear you and to be here.
I know. It's been wonderful to just know you over the years. Now, I was a student of yours in the Dolphin Heart World School several years back, and it was definitely a life-altering experience in a really good way. And I know you've been traveling for years and doing this school in workshop format over weekends, over a period of like 14 months or so, right?
Right.
And then something changed.
Yes.
You know, and we'll talk more about the dolphins, but what the dolphins have changed things, haven't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. My husband David and I traveled and taught this program together for 7 years, and it was really a valuable experience to be in person with a group of people and getting that in the moment, face-to-face feedback and contact and connection that really helped us develop the program over the years. And it helped me learn how to really become a teacher in that way. And it was quite a bit of travel. It wasn't a portable program, because to go through the whole program, the groups needed to gather 6 times, and to integrate everything, a period of 3 months needed to occur between the gatherings. So we traveled. Holland was our largest location that we taught, so we were traveling 4 times a year to Holland, and in the end we were there for a month at a time. So you can imagine that, as exciting and wonderful as it was, it also was very taxing physically, and it limited our ability in who we could give this gift to, because, you know, we could only, there's only two of us and you can only do so much in that way. So I did take some time off, and I was instructed to let everything go, just completely let everything go and be completely open, take care of myself and rest and rejuvenate. And I did that for 8-9 months. And when that period of time was starting to wind down, I started getting insights from the dolphins about ways to do this work in a new way, which I think is more dolphin-y anyway, much more fluid and open and spontaneous, and it will allow this work to be shared around the world in a very easy way. So I'm very excited. I was resistant to this new way of working. I kind of was proud of us for doing it the old-fashioned way of actually physically meeting in a room. You know, it's just not the way things are going now. I considered us part of the slow, like the slow food movement. We were the slow spiritual movement, but I'm now willing to embrace this, the new technologies, the new energies, the new ways of getting this material out in the world. And I've just seen glimpses of it, and it's so exciting, Karen. It's so exciting.
Well, let's dive in a little bit to what the school is really about. You know, your connection with the dolphins, how did that happen?
I was living in Sedona, Arizona, which is the desert. I had had a pretty traumatic life experience occur 2 years before the dolphins actually came into my conscious awareness. And after that event occurred, I went to Hawaii to do some grieving. I lost my husband, and I went to Hawaii to do my grieving, and I had one encounter with dolphins off of a boat off of the coast of Lanai. And having lived in Sedona prior to that and spending hours on the land every day by myself, doing my own healing work anyway from having left the corporate world behind, the natural world started revealing her mystical aspect to me. And I started interacting with plants at the level of energy. They would connect with me, and the rocks would talk to me, the trees would talk to me. So when I was on this boat off of the coast of Lanai, the dolphins came around, and everybody, of course, went to the side of the boat to see the dolphins. But what happened to me was I felt this energy come through my crown and just burst through my body, through my feet, gluing me to my spot on the boat. I was not able to move to physically go see the dolphins. But what happened was my eyes closed and I heard myself ask a question to the dolphins: who are you and what are you here to teach us? And immediately the response came back: unity, community. And so, but because all of the other elements of nature were talking to me, it was just another interesting experience along my path, and I didn't really give it much attention. And then 2 years later, I returned to Sedona to live, and within moments of landing here, I started meeting people, either people that I knew from the past or new people, and within moments, they started talking to me about dolphins. And I was in the desert. And it's like, what is going on? I was in my townhouse. They were so in my face in all these different ways. And I was in my townhouse one day and I just called out to the universe, what is it about the dolphins? I'm in the desert. I don't get it. And everything unfolded from there. I was led to take an acting class where I met the man who's now my husband, David Rosenthal. And the very night that we met, I went with a girlfriend to a coffee shop afterwards just to unwind with a cup of tea. And in Sedona, this is not unusual, in the middle of the table, there was a sign that said $5 5-minute psychic reading. So we said 2 herbal teas and 2 psychic readings, please. So I had this 5-minute reading with this woman who didn't know anything about me, and she looked into my eyes and closed her eyes and opened her eyes and yelled, dolphins. Go to them. You need to go to them, be with them, swim with them, and be healed by them. And it was just stream of consciousness for 5 minutes. At the end, she suggested Hawaii as the place to go and that I should move there, which would make sense logically. Mm-hmm. So my friend, Nikki, was looking at me, and I looked at her. She had tears running down her face. Aww. And I said, Nikki, why are you crying? And she said, Linda, you just got back to Sedona. And this felt so real that I just know that it's true for you. And the reader said, oh, I was completely talking. You totally turned into a dolphin sitting in that chair. Like, what? So I said to my friend Nikki, you know, I am a land girl. I love the mountains. I love the red rocks. I love the wildflowers. I don't perceive myself in that way as someone who would go swim with dolphins. At that time, I perceived it as a trendy new age woo-woo thing. And I said to her, this trip has to make itself happen. I'm doing nothing to have this experience unfold. 2 weeks later, I was on a plane. Everything. And it felt like this huge bubble of energy was behind my body, literally pushing me into having this encounter with wild dolphins in Hawaii. So I did. I went there, and the very first day I got into the water, I was with a pod of about 85 dolphins for 2 hours completely by myself. Mm. Which I thought was normal, and I have since learned it's totally not normal. It's very unusual to have that. And I had one encounter with one dolphin that we faced each other completely face-to-face, vertical in the water, full body to full body, and he made some clicking sounds at me. And I believe it was those sounds that activated something inside of me that enabled me to transmit dolphin energy to people on land. Mm-hmm. And so that's what just began happening spontaneously after that first encounter. I would talk to people casually about dolphins. They would get goosebumps, or their head would feel electrical, and they would feel that there was something for me to share with them. And I just began sharing dolphin energy with those people. Mm-hmm. It just started happening naturally by itself. So that was how the journey started.
And you do transmit dolphin energy. I can attest to that. Yes, you do. So that began your journey and eventually led to creating a school. I know you had another long journey that took you to that next level, right?
Yeah, there was a 7-year process Again, the whole time living in Sedona, the desert, far from the ocean, the dolphins were working with me psychically, interdimensionally. They were with me 100% of the time. And so I was really on a very profound inner journey with them. They became my primary spiritual teachers and guides. And I did a deep, deep, deep healing of you know, all the stuff inside of me that needed to be healed. And I was really in the mystery for 7 years. I didn't know. I knew that they were doing something. I didn't know what. I learned very quickly to completely trust them, because all that I felt from them was love. And I knew, even though I didn't understand what they were doing to me, I knew that they were, whatever they were doing was going to lead me to a higher quality of life, a better quality of life. So I had my moments of resistance, as we, many of us do along the path, but ultimately I kept surrendering and surrendering and surrendering. And in January 2003, I woke up one morning feeling completely brand new. And my, just leading up to that point, my biggest fears came to the surface. And I hear that a lot too. Just before your biggest breakthrough, you'll feel your biggest fears.
You know, I can totally attest to that.
Mm-hmm. I felt that something really big was about to happen. And I, the picture that I have of myself is digging my feet into the ground saying, no, 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 I want things to stay comfortable. I want to stay in my comfort zone. There was actual terror that I felt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then after that morning that I woke up feeling brand new, that was all gone. No fear. And my phone started ringing, and I started being asked to do this work in new ways, to speak to groups about the dolphins, to speak to churches about joy. And I was saying yes to everything without a moment's hesitation. And my witness self was kind of looking at all of this, saying, who is that new person? And noticing that I had no inhibition whatsoever. And I was just out there being my outrageous self without caring what anybody thought. And I was having a blast. It was intoxicating. It was intoxicating. And the word that comes in to describe that period of time, which lasted, gosh, months until it became the new normal, was as if I was raised on a magic carpet. And I was moving through life on this magic carpet, and doors were opening, and everything was sprinkled with fairy dust and grace. It was grace that was moving me through my life. It was just really, really exquisite, exquisite. And David was, my gut reactions to life were almost diametrically opposed, 180 degrees from what they had been before. And he was observing me just in day-to-day living, having these completely different responses to life. And he started saying, who are you and what have you done with my wife?
I married someone else, but who's
exactly? He got a new woman without having to go through a divorce and the dating and all that stuff.
Wow, pretty lucky guy.
It was a pronounced overnight change. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty amazing. And then the information came that it was time for me to share the gift that the dolphins gave to me with others who wanted to receive that gift, and to start gathering groups of people, gathering pods to receive the gift of the dolphins. And that's what led to the creation of the school.
You're listening to Mount Shasta Moments on Align Radio, where you can connect with Source, abundance, prosperity, well-being, love, expansion, growth, harmony, oneness, multidimensionality. And the school became a focal point of your life, and you created pods, like we said, all over the world, groups of people. I was in one of them, so I've had personal experience with this. And we had the shared experience of going through these profound alterations in our perceptions, more than anything, as a result of the attunements. And we still stay in touch, you know, years later. And that's one of the beautiful things about the school, is it created community that lasts.
Yes, yes, it did. It did. Depths of connection that I could never have imagined having with other humans.
Now, part of the school is living skills that you learned from the dolphins, right?
Right. There's a whole body of skills and practices that the dolphins inspired us to create that are really about learning how to be, first of all, fully connected to ourselves and feeling safe enough on the planet to express our authenticity in the world. And learning how to be in that, fully grounded in ourselves, and be in relationship with others without losing ourselves. So really a lot of focus on learning how to be with ourselves in a new way and to be in relationship with our fellow humans in a more loving way and being real. So, you know, in today's world, with everything being done by email and texting, and we're kind of losing those face-to-face skills of being in connection with one another. So the dolphins bring so much to that, learning how to be in harmony, creating harmonious relationships in our lives, and just having a more loving experience going through life.
Even just the idea of looking at another person in their eyes, just gazing, that was something that we practiced in the school, and it was, I remember at first for many, very intimidating because we've fallen so far away from that practice of really looking at each other and not looking at what you're wearing or what you just said or anything, but just looking in the eyes and seeing the soul. And it was, but it had a beautiful outcome where people really learned to be seen. And I think that's part of what the dolphins are teaching us, is that it's safe to be seen.
Yes, yes. And it's like so many of us have this inner tug of war. We want to be seen and we're terrified of being seen. You know, so we have this push-pull happening inside. And so with the weekends, progressively coming together as the group every 3 months, we would see the progression in one another. And that exercise that you said, being silent, just looking into each other's eyes, yes, the first time we do it, there's a lot of discomfort. Mm-hmm. And then in the later weekends, particularly in the sixth weekend, the last weekend, we have to pry people apart practically because they just they want to be just doing nothing but that.
Right.
We see so much nourishment just being silent and just making eye contact. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And so all of this information really comes energetically from the dolphin consciousness through telepathy to you and to us. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was the attunements and how they happen.
Yeah. That's really the attunements are what are so magical. The attunements are the unique gift that I have been given to give to the world. And it's the direct result of my 7-year journey inside myself. There was a period of time that I received the message from a spirit friend who said that a teeny tiny spirit dolphin had entered into every cell of my body and was making changes. And he wasn't free to tell me any more than that at the time, but he said, it's a magnificent metamorphosis that's happening inside of you, both at the level of your physical body and your energy system. And so when I woke up feeling brand new, what I had discovered was that the dolphins did an experiment on me. And so the gift of the dolphins is a very profound, permanent shift in human consciousness. I like to call it a blending of human and dolphin consciousness, mm-hmm. a brand new quality of consciousness. And so, yes, they're delivered in six specific initiations that we call dolphin attunements. And now I tuned in again after I came out of my sabbatical period to see what the optimal timing is, because of the energies on the planet being so different now and so much more light coming onto the planet.
Yes.
And the optimal timing has accelerated. So now they've told me that between the first and second attunement, optimally there's 2 months instead of 3. And that carries out through all the first 5 attunements, but then between the 5th and the 6th, we still need 3 months because those are really the biggies. the new information that was so exciting for me, and it took me a while to let in, was that the dolphin attunements can now be delivered separate and apart from the dolphin school materials, mm-hmm. and for those who are ready to do that, and they can be delivered at a distance. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I had to be physically in the room. So this has created an opening for this consciousness shift really to spread around the planet very quickly. And that doesn't require travel on my part, which I'm happy about. Mm-hmm. And the people are, I haven't done anything to promote this yet, and the people are finding me. So it's just so magnificent what's happening.
Well, you know, the school, when I attended it, did require a fair amount of traveling,
yes.
for you, but also for the students, and
that's right.
travel and expense and lodging, yes. and all of that. And I remember thinking to myself, I wish everyone could do this, but I could see how it's not really accessible to everyone,
right.
for a million reasons. And when I sat through the first attunement, I had received Reiki attunements, all the Reiki attunements and the Dikshas and different things that people transmit, and I wondered how it was going to occur in your program, and you didn't do anything physically, it was your presence. You're just sitting in the room, yeah. mm-hmm. and we just relaxed, and we just said yes, and the dolphin consciousness came right in, dropped in immediately, and we each had our own experience, and that is what I was so impressed by, was that
yeah.
this is not about you doing something, it's about you being something and holding
yeah.
a field that invites that in. And
that's right. That's
so
right, Karen.
That's why you don't have to physically be anywhere, because mm-hmm. we're all, as the dolphins know, we're all linked telepathically. And so
yes.
now, because more people are awake and there's more yeses, there are more yeses being said
mm-hmm.
all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is say yes, sit down and be in silence for a minute and be connected with you through telephone or
yeah.
internet or whatever,
yeah.
and it
yeah.
comes right through in a heartbeat.
It does. It does. Yes. It's been so beautiful for me doing it in this new way. I'll share with you the first time that when this news came in that I could now do it remotely and it can be separate and apart from the school, I was told to experiment. So immediately this woman who had recently found me from Southern California popped into mind. She very much wanted to do the attunements and was waiting patiently for me to gather a new pod together to do the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got in touch with her, and it was a very magical, synchronistic weekend. She and I just texting each other and emailing one another to figure out what the perfect moment was for both
mm-hmm.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone to a movie. She went for a hike, and we agreed after her hike and after my movie, we would both be home and we would do it. Well, the movie ended, and I was a half hour away from home at the movie theater, and I got out of my seat and started walking out of the theater, and it's like, oh, this is attunement energy, is like this cone of huge energy over my head extending out into the universe was so present. I almost was stumbling walking out. It was so strong. And I thought, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to drive home? And I checked my phone, and the text from her was, okay, I just listened to your meditation. I'm all blissed out and I'm ready. I thought, wow. Okay, then here I am in a public parking lot. It's raining. It's nighttime, and I'm going to deliver the first remote dolphin attunement from my car. And Karen, it was a holy moment. It was a holy moment. We spoke. I gave her I let her through it verbally, and as soon as the dolphins delivered that attunement, I just burst into tears. And I sat there and I cried, and it was I felt the energy more strongly in that experience than I did even with a group of 32 people in a room, mm-hmm. physically together. I
mm-hmm.
felt it more strongly. So yeah, this is really, it's very profound.
I'm sure that some of the listeners had this experience when I did, but when you were telling that story and you got to the part about I was in the theater and then the movie ended, before you even got to the next sentence, I
uh-huh.
felt it come
yeah.
in. The
yeah.
top of my head, the back of my head, down my spine. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting it right now again.
It's true, yes. Yes.
It's all over my head still.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting. And the dolphins are just so ready for this to get out there.
And what was her experience on the other end?
Oh, that's the other thing that's been so beautiful is now that I'm more on a more one-on-one relationship with people receiving the attunements, I'm getting feedback more directly. Good. She was in an altered state for days. The ones that I've been following, they're in a real altered state for a good 2 to 3 days and just feeling like what really that the world, the outside world that we see, the knowing is there that it's not what's the most real. Yeah. You know, there's this surreal quality to that. It's fascinating. And of course, with the attunements, one of the images that the dolphins gave me a long time ago is that one outcome of each attunement is like all the dolphin energy enters into the energy system and our bodies, it filters down into our bodies and it's like all the lights get turned on. Mm-hmm. So all of the darker spaces that of suppressed emotions, of unloved parts of ourselves that we've suppressed in this lifetime and other lifetimes, just the light of consciousness and love gets shined on them. And so there is a cleansing process and a releasing process that happens as a result as our bodies attune to this higher frequency. So it's not always easy. It's not always comfortable, but that's part of the journey. And when you move through and break through to the other side, the level of freedom and lightness is just, it's so worth it.
It's well worth it. It's sort of an initiation process, I feel, that we go through. And on that subject, since you're doing these things virtually now, I mean, this is open to everybody across the planet who has a telephone or internet, and so the accessibility is incredibly expanded. And what about the fact that they're maybe at home or in their car receiving the attunement, and then they go through this process for the next 2 months? How do they have community then to support them?
Yes. Because it's so new, I'm still creating it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be very responsive to feedback, and I'll be fine-tuning the support in between based on what people tell me they're wanting. But right now, I've created what's called a Ning site, mm-hmm. and all this social media is all new to me. I'm having to learn it. But a Ning site is kind of like a version of Facebook that's private. Mm-hmm. So I've created a private social network that's by invitation only. Once someone signs up to receive an attunement, they receive an invitation to join this Ning site. And then together, everyone across the planet who's going through this dolphin attunement journey is in connection and communication.
That's perfect.
It is. It's so lovely. And then I can give tips and they can ask their questions, and it's all, you know, what one person experiences at one stage of their journey, it's going to be there for the next person who goes through something similar 2 years mm-hmm. from now. Mm-hmm. All of the feedback and the support. And I suspect that I'll also give some telephone support in between, just have an hour-long conference call available if people want to call in and just touch in verbally in that way. So I'm figuring that out as I go.
Right. And then you also do some one-on-one sessions with people as well, yeah. don't you?
That's right. The dolphin energy sessions, I have two forms of sessions. One is the straight dolphin energy session, which is an hour long, and it's also can be done at a distance. And what I love over the years of doing this work, I have had times where I've taken time off and just stepped away for a while. And every time I've done that, when I come back to do the healing work again, I notice that it's happening at a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. So I think these periods away are really, really purposeful and necessary. So as I started coming back again, I wasn't completely finished with my sabbatical yet when the dolphins just started sending people to me to receive healings. And it's so nourishing for me to have that one-on-one contact. But what I started noticing that my experience transmitting dolphin energy in a healing session was different. Mm-hmm. And in the past, I would be simply in a meditative state, just kind of sitting like in meditation and go into a trance and the energies would just flow. But now what's happening is there's a lot of breath work. My body's in movement and sounds are coming out. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until, and this was going on for a couple of months, and it wasn't until recently that I realized, it's the ocean energy is also coming through in addition to the dolphins. And that's the breath and the movement and the sound, the energy of the ocean moving through her incredible, there's gentleness, but there's intensity to it. Mm-hmm. And her ability to come through with that water energy to loosen and release really, really old stuck, sticky stuff. It just lets go. And it's been remarkable, the people's experiences with the healing sessions when the ocean is there. It's like the attunement. Sometimes it takes them 3 days to fully come back. They're like, they're completely altered, and it's like, what happened? What happened? Big, huge lifetime blockages are just being released in a single session, and then people are in a place of freedom that is brand new for them. So that's really exciting.
The ocean, that's amazing. Ocean. Her consciousness, yeah. That it sounds like taking an internal salt bath, you know, an energetic salt bath as well. You know, we were talking about the ocean earlier today, some friends and I, when Dr. Emoto's prayer went out all over the globe. I don't know if you saw that, but
I did.
We all got together at noon to say our thanks and our prayers for the waters of the nuclear plant there, and just brought that to mind again, the ocean and the water crystals and our intentions and how it's all so tied together.
It is. One of the, another vision, you've reminded me that another vision the dolphins have given me for a public event, which I can see down the road as being streamed, you know, live worldwide, but initially just to start locally here, is they showed me the poster, and it's in three parts: heal humanity, heal the oceans, heal the world. Mm. So groups of people gathering for three different energy experiences with those focuses. First, they're going to come together and receive themselves dolphin energy healing. And then the second aspect will be calling forth the energy of the ocean. And I have been channeling the ocean energy through me with sound and movement for a period of time now. You got to experience that too.
Yes, I did. And quite so, amazing.
Yes. And so that's going to be part of it, the focus on a circle of humans gathering together and putting our healing attention to the oceans and channeling her pain and all of the stuff that's stuck in her through with sound for healing and transformation. And then the third part is bringing Mother Earth into the center. Mm-hmm. And all of the humans sending, with dolphins and whales in spirit form, sending Mother Earth healing. That's the afternoon program, and then we all go and have dinner and come back and have a big dolphin dance celebration.
And they love to play, those
they
dolphins.
They love to play. You know, we have to start celebrating. We have to really be in our joy and express ourselves and dance and move and sing and play, and that's going to be a big part of what I do moving forward.
That's awesome. Now, how do people find the school?
Well, dolphinheartworld.com. I have a project to update my website, so go ahead and go to the website. I'm still getting feedback that the energy is bouncing off of it, so it's still effective. It is in need of being updated, so just know that. But that's how you can reach me and definitely get in touch with programs and the dolphin attunements. I am starting a new virtual pod is being created now to receive the first dolphin attunement in April 23rd.
Ooh, chills.
So if anyone out there feels inspired to take a dive and experience the first dolphin attunement, definitely get in touch with me and I'll send out the invitation letter for that.
So that's April 23rd?
April 23rd.
April 23rd, a global dolphin pod. Imagine that.
Yes, yes. I've got a woman from Canada, a woman from South Africa, and several in the U.S., have already signed up. So,
and you haven't advertised it yet, have
I haven't
you?
Done a thing. No, I haven't done a thing. I love it.
Those dolphins are busy all the time. I know that they bring such joy to us. And I think right now people are in pain, and the fear factor is really rising in the world. And the dolphins have medicine for that. The dolphins have a way of soothing that fear.
They do. They do. And they, you know, they've been witnessing humanity. They've been witnessing the human journey for so long. And they have such, they love us so much. Despite the things that we do to them in the physical, their love for humanity is so profound. It really overwhelms me when I feel, and I'm not even capable of feeling the totality of their love for humanity, but it is unconditional, and it's profound. They have tremendous gifts to give to us.
I think their perception is really, it's the basic perception that helps us to be in 3D with a wider perception than 3D, looking at how we're living and what we're doing. And it's that place of safety, like you taught us in the school, being safe on the planet, feeling that. And really all it is a expansion of perception.
Right.
It's really simple.
That's right.
It's sanctuary, I think, for everyone to experience that. You're listening to Mount Shasta Moments on Align Radio, where you can connect with Source, abundance, prosperity, well-being, love, expansion, growth, harmony, oneness, multidimensionality. I wondered if you had any thoughts about the celestial connections to the dolphins.
You know, I use the word dolphin, but when I say dolphin, that's who I'm connected with. I'm connected with the vast consciousness that our beautiful physical dolphins on the planet embody. The celestial dolphins, people connect them with the planet of Sirius, and on the physical plane, that's true, but I don't even go there. It's just so, they're a pan-universal consciousness that is vast. And for me particularly, you know, there are so many paths on the planet, and it can be like a kid in a candy shop when one starts opening up to spirituality and starting to taste all the different things that are out there. I feel so blessed that when the dolphins came to me, it just really clicked that this is my path. I didn't have to go and explore other things. And wherever what I've discovered is, I'll be going along on my journey, and I'll have my leaps of growth and then some slower times. But every time I take a leap and I'm operating from a new place, the dolphins are always there to meet me, and they're always there to take me to yet again the next place. There is no end for me as far as where the dolphins can lead us. I feel that they're one of the major influences on the planet that is leading humanity to our future.
And that future is continual expansion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And I think that's one of the fun things they teach us, is that it just keeps getting better. It just keeps expanding. And so there is no end point. There's no goal. The only goal is to feel the joy and feel the love that you are, and just swim through the rest of it. Swim through the diversity and be the love that you are. Inspired by it instead of fearing it.
That's right. That's right. They've really helped me learn to welcome all of it. And my darker spaces, I've realized that I'm only going to be as gifted a healer as I'm willing to look inside at my own dark spaces and love and embrace those. So that's been such a beautiful gift that the dolphins have given me. What I'm doing now, Karen, in the mornings, is when I came out of my sabbatical, I feel so free. I'm totally in my freedom. And in the morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is check in with myself, check into my body. And if I don't feel free, if I don't feel like my love and my joy is flowing, I know that I have inner work to do. And yes. I don't get out of bed until it's all guided by my intuition as to what needs to happen in that moment to bring myself back into my freedom and my joy. And then I get up and my day it's just magic. It really is. So they've helped me look inside, and it's all inside.
It's an inner journey, isn't it?
It is. And it can be a quiet inner journey. Yeah. So yes, they have given me so much. I can't even begin to thank them for all that they've given to me personally and those that I've had the privilege of touching throughout all these years.
Excellent. So
yeah.
to find this new virtual opportunity and this global pod that's forming on April 23rd, people can go to dolphinheartworld.com.
Right, that's right. And what you're going to want to do, I don't even have anything posted up there about this yet. So what you're going to want to do is go to the contact page and just, and my picture will be there, and there's a link to email me. So email me, and then at some point soon, I hope I'll get a What's New page, my What's New page updated with this information. But until then, just send me an email and I will get you started down that path.
And what do people need to have in terms of equipment in order to participate?
A telephone.
That's it?
That's it. We're very high tech.
Awesome. Any parting dolphin thoughts, or, you know, is there something that they want you to share right now?
Okay, how about if I just lead us all into some silence? And we'll do a little dolphin meditation together. How's that?
Oh, I would love it. Thank
okay.
You.
All right. So I invite us all to close our eyes. Bring your awareness into your body, into your breath. If you'd like, you can place a hand on your heart space to connect with your heart. That's where the dolphins meet us, in our hearts. And breathe into your heart space and simply relax. Welcome yourself exactly as you are in this moment. Know that you're perfect exactly as you are. There's nothing that needs to be changed or fixed. Relax into yourself, into the silence. And now I call forth the energy of the ocean to fill your space. And in this etheric ocean is an exquisite pod of spirit dolphins. There actually are representatives from all of the different species of dolphins, the spinner dolphins, the bottlenose dolphins, the spotted dolphins, the dusky dolphins, ones I don't even know the names of. And there are spirit dolphins as well, both from planet Earth and from the stars. So I invite you to give these dolphins complete permission to enter into you, to make adjustments to your frequency that serve your highest good at this time. Invite every cell and every space in your being to open to receive this dolphin love and joy. Love and joy is our birthright. It's our natural state. So we give the dolphins permission to expand from deep inside of us our own qualities of love and joy that reside within us. We invite these spirit dolphins to bring our love and joy to the surface of our being. And to radiate through us As we are radiating our love and joy, the dolphins are receiving from us. They are receiving your love and your joy, and they are being enriched and nourished by you. They want you to know how exquisitely beautiful you are. How exquisitely perfect you are. That you are a shining star, bringing your unique quality of light to planet Earth. I'm going to be silent as we experience ourselves, our own light, our own unique frequency. And now feel the quality of your heart space. Feel the qualities of energy inside your body and in your field. And know that you can call these aspects of yourself forth at any time, your love, your joy, your starlight. And the dolphins are very happy to play with you, to give you support in any way in your life. Now we breathe and wiggle our fingers and wiggle our toes. And it's nice to give your body some touch to come back. Rub your legs, rub your arms, touch your face. Really connect with your physical body. And love it. Thank you, Karen, for that opportunity.
Oh, it was delicious.
You're so easy.
It's true. I admit it. Oh, Linda, thank you so much for doing this tonight.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you, dolphins.
Yes.
So, Linda Shea, Dolphin Heart World. Global pods forming soon. Go to dolphinheartworld.com and contact Linda through the website and have a joyous journey.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for being on this multidimensional ride with me tonight and with Linda Shea from Dolphin Heart World School and with the Dolphin Consciousness. I look forward to having you join me again next week for a new edition of Mount Shasta Moments with more multidimensional journeys in store. And make sure that you also check out the Wisdom Circle of Life, our global meditation and mediumship circle that happens here on Align Radio at 6 p.m. following my show. And also check out Christina Walsh and Surfing the Psychic Waves. If you would like to connect with me, you can go to my website, shastalight.com. Sign up for my newsletter, read the blog, and check out my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Mount Shasta, where you can see some events that are going on day to day and things that I can share with you that are coming through transmissions and downloads to me. I also have a new tool that I'm using called Mind Movies. And whenever I make a new mind movie, I put it up on my YouTube channel. So you can check those out too, youtube.com/ShastaLight and the number 1. Mind movies are great tools to use for affirmations and creating changes in your life. And you're welcome to use any of the ones that I create to enhance all of your meditation work and all of your inner growth. So with my blessings, I offer these to you as gifts from my heart. If you'd like to make an appointment with me to co-create and make some wonderful expansive changes in your life, just go to my website to the Contact Me page and send me an email. You can also send me an email directly to shastalight@gmail.com. So have a wonderful week. Do your inner work. Know that you are a bright being, that you are pure, positive energy in form. And I'll see you soon. Take care. You are listening to Align Radio, where you can align with love, with your own wisdom, and with an expansive life.